Blog Talk Radio.
More than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and today is November the 16th, 2018. Oh, each day God is blessing us with another day, 11 months and 16 days into this new year, and we're grateful unto Almighty God who have all the power. There's no higher power. And I tell you, God is always up to something. Now, last night, early in the day, Apostle Alfred DeCura had called me, but I was busy. And so I told him I would call him back. Well, it was late when I got around to calling him back. But I tell you, God sent a word through his mouth, and then he prayed that prayer of faith. Let me tell y'all something. And I remember someone told me, if you ever need prayer and you got friends in Africa that pray, get someone from Africa to pray for you, because they don't have money to go to the doctor and all this stuff we have. So they have to totally rely on God, those who believe and has gotten to know him. And so Alfred is one of those people, and I thank God for him. He used to come and preach some mornings. That accent is so heavy. But I understood everything he said, but it was so heavy, I know a lot of people didn't, you know. But you knew when the power of God failed, you knew that, and began to move. And so I thank him for prayer this morning. I thank God for introducing us as friends and brothers and sisters in Christ. It's a beautiful thing, I tell you. And so I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. I was trying to found a prayer this morning so that I don't have to, because I didn't get to the dentist. I can't get down to Monday. And that's as quick as they can get me in. And so I wanted somebody to pray this morning. And if someone want to pray and you press that number one, let me know and you can pray this morning, because I'm trying to do less as possible. All right, all right. I tell you what, let's do it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. You know all about us. You know what's best for us. Father, you're on our side today. Your eyes are in every place. You're beholding the evil and the good. And we come this morning before you in the name of your son, Jesus, asking for forgiveness for all our sins and our wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, and our wrong feelings. And Father, though our sins be as scarlet, we ask this morning that you will wash us as white as snow, cleanse us today from all unrighteousness. And Father, give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us today in the name of Jesus. Again, we thank you this morning. Thank you for hearing and thank you for answering. Thank you for forgiving us, putting our sins as far as the east is from the west. Father, we thank you for brand new grace and mercy and renewing your love for us today. We thank you, Father. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Remember every caller and every listener this morning. We ask in the name of Jesus that, Father, you would bless every household represented here today. Bless their children, every family member, God, near and far. Move by your spirit this morning and bless your people like never before in the name of Jesus. Bless those that are sick this morning. Touch and heal, Father. We know that you heal all manner of sickness and disease. And, Father, you can look at a thing and it'll change. But we ask that you would speak healing over your people, that each of us would be healed today in the name of Jesus. Father, bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military, children, every Blog Talk host, teaching and preaching Jesus, leading others to you through your son. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning today. Have your way here, O God. Move again by your spirit for us. Even through your word today, and let those that are coming to the panel this morning, God, ask that you would move for them in a mighty way. Bless them, Lord, for coming to talk about holiness and what they believe it is, God, in the name of Jesus. For without holiness, no man can see you. And we want to be right in what we're doing. We want to walk upright before you and man daily. Do it for us. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name today. And I had invited some people to come by. because they had this video on YouTube. I meant to save it on, on Facebook. I meant to save it on yesterday, where this preacher was telling someone in the church that he couldn't allow them to come in dressed like a woman, and he was a man. And so he was explaining, whatever you do in the streets, you know, that's your business. I have no control over that. I have nothing to say about what you do, in other words, in your private time. But coming in the house of the Lord, I can't no longer allow you to just come in here like that, because, you know, I got to give an account to God, and I have to make sure that the house is holy. And so there was a lot of words going back and forth, and even people who were saying they were believers, they said the pastor was wrong. One lady said there's a way to tell him. Well, as it turned out, he had gone to him many times in privacy and talked with him and explained to him, you know, what the word says and what he, as a pastor, could allow and could not allow, and that he was accountable unto God for all of this. So I just know this: without holiness, no man is going to see God. And I know this: if we want God to bless us and move in the right direction, what we have got to do is live holy unto him. Another thing we have got to do is this: be in the word, living it, not just talking about it. We got to live the word of God before God every day, because it's what he honors in us. He honors his word. He honors his spirit that's in us, because he know that's him. See, he know the spirit of truth. He know that. He know his word. He fixed it where his word will do whatever the word says it will do. And he know that his word is true. Yeah, so this is what we got to have. We got to have the spirit of God. We got to have the word of God. And if we have these things, then we're going to be all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We can go places. We need power. And the only way we're going to have real power is through God, through his son Jesus. Yeah, that's the only way to have power. Power to live right, power to talk right, power to walk right, yeah. Power to cast out demons, power to heal the sick. Yeah, we got to have power. And so if we walk upright before God the very best that we can, we should have these things. Yeah, Apostle DeCura was praying with me last night for power. He said, there are some people coming, and you're going to have some power. Yeah. And God is going to give you power. He kept explaining some things to me for the sake of ministry. And it reminded me of Dr. Drayton yesterday. Ministry calls. Yeah, it reminded me of that. So I have to get into my secret closet, and I have to seek God with my whole heart for this special time. See, I've been seeking him for other things and at other times, but now is the time for power to come forth. Yeah, because God want to do some things. And in other words, I need a fresh new anointing for what's coming. Yeah, and somewhat for what's already here, because we have some people that's still sick. Yeah, it's not sickness unto death per se, but yet anybody that's sick don't feel well. And you're not your normal self, as we say. Yeah, so God is working on some things, and I thank him this morning. I give him glory, honor, and praise. I want to say good morning to you, Sister Rose Brown. Good morning, Brother Anthony. Good morning to you, area code 267. Sister Diana, God bless you this morning. Good morning. And good morning to the main man holding the chat room now, Brother Louis now. Good morning to you, Brother Louis. God bless you this morning. And good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. And we just thank Brother Glenn, and good morning to you, and Brother Anthony, good morning, Brother D, good morning, Brother Dan, and hey, Mike, good morning. And good morning to you, Pastor Remington. We thank God for you. Thank God for you tuning in when you can. And we're just grateful unto him today. Hallelujah. He's Almighty God. So at 7:30, I'm hoping and praying that some of the panel people I selected will come in. Now, one of them, he had the flu, Minister Fred Sanders. He had the flu, so I'm not sure if he will make it today, but if he wasn't sick, he would have been the first one, because we come from the same church, and we've seen the power of God move. We've seen God heal the sick, and we experienced it ourselves. I remember I went to church one Sunday. Ooh, I was so sick. I'm telling you, I pressed my way to get there. And once I got there, I was sweating like a pig in there. And I'm like, oh, what is this? But I went on through the motion because I was not feeling it. You know what I'm saying? And the bishop came and called me out. And when he called me out, he didn't do a bunch of talking, but he laid hands on me, and I went out under the power. Yeah, and while I was out under the power, God healed me. Yes, he did. He healed me. When I got up, I was brand new. I was my old self, healed. Hallelujah, and blessed. And we just know God in that way. We know God that he have healed people of AIDS. Yeah, right before our eyes, the man came in great. And the bishop told him, God healed you. He said, you got to go to the doctor on tomorrow or Tuesday. He said, as a matter of fact, you got to be there at 10 o'clock. He said, but when you go, they're going to test you because you're going for a new test. He said, they're not going to find nothing wrong with you. He said, mister, give God some praise. I'll never forget that. He told me to take him down in the basement and pray with him. I took the man down in the basement, prayed with him, brought him back up to the church and to the main sanctuary. And Bishop called him up and prophesied that to him. Oh, we was amazed. And so we've seen the power of God. We've seen the hand of God move. I know him in so many different ways. Oh, yeah. I know him as my Lord, my Savior. I know him as the doctor, the lawyer. I know God in so many ways. It's just unreal. Yeah. How many ways I know him? And he's always on time. Yeah. Always on time, and I'm so grateful. We thank God you got in this morning, Sister Diana, and you got sound over there. Oh, we're happy about that thing. So I know today, if we'll get serious with God, he's going to get serious with us. And I know that, you know, we want what we want. We want it in the way that we want it. But either it's God's way or shouldn't be no way. Because either we for him or we against him. There's nothing in the middle. God don't do middle stuff. See, he said either you got to be hot or cold. Because if you're trying to be lukewarm, he'll spew you out of his mouth. Now, that's his word. That's not mine. You can't hold it against me. Yeah. And you know, it's just so much that we need to just seek God for, and this is where we need to start, you know, just seeking God. Lord, show me what you have me to do. Lord, show me what you don't want me to do, and God, show me the real way to walk before you, you know, whom the Son set free, I'm free indeed, but there are things that, you know, you're not pleased with, and I need to know about them. Show me, and give me the strength to overcome it. Help me to bring my flesh under subjection. Oh, yeah, that's what we got to do. We got to come under subjection. And it's all right today, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're moving a little bit further. Listen, I'm going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, oh, it's 7:32 now. After this song, if none of the panel come in, then we'll go over this morning to hear Pastor Terry K. Anderson, and his message would be Hope for the Heavy Heart, Part 1. We'll go over and hear him today. All right, let me get in here and give us one more song, a short one. All right, Sister Linda, it's coming at you right now. Okay, what is going on today? All right, I guess we got to give it a second. Did we go out? Oh, my goodness. Okay, I think we went out, but we come back in now. Let me see if I can get it done. All right, where is it? I don't know. Some days we good, and some days it cut up, so... All right, Sister Linda, here we go. Let's see if it's going to play. Remember if I had said good morning or not, but we thank God, and Sister Dot, sent me a message yesterday evening that Deborah Mason, her surgery went well. And so we thank God, and we pray that he will totally heal her, you know, that this operation did what it needed to do so that she will be healed. And so that was such good news, Oh, yeah. And so we thank God, because I had even called Apostle Decorah, you know, to pray with me for her. And he was asking me, I said, well, it was not yesterday, but it was today that she had a surgery. And so he said, okay, so well, the prayer went forth. Because I'm telling you, when this man prayed, he prayed the power down. He's not joking. He said, my ministry is prayer. And he said, because that's all I know to do about any situation is to pray. And he's building a church in Ghana. And I remember a few years back, it was just some chairs and a tent. And so he said, it's coming along. He hasn't finished it because, you know, he has to wait on the Lord to supply money. He said, and a couple of preachers from, you know, the U.S. has come, you know, over there. He said, but he didn't say anything to them about, you know, that building. And so, because I know evidently the Lord told him not to. But I thank God for putting me back in touch with this man, and I thank God for his prayers. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. He don't play when it comes to prayer. And I'm so glad that God put these intercessors in my life. Hallelujah. It's a great thing to have good intercessors who pray from their heart. They're not joking. Because some people, when it's their stuff, they'll pray from their heart. When it's your stuff, they'll pray from their lips. And that's not what we need. We need heartfelt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God honors sincerity. Yes, he does. That's why he said, those that worship me, you got to worship him in spirit and in truth. It's got to be for real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank him this morning. Listen, we're going to take a listen to Pastor Terry K. Anderson of Lily Grove Missionary Baptist Church, I think it is, and his message of hope for the heavy heart, and this is part one. I got to turn it up, Louie.
Open your Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter number 6. Exodus chapter 6, verses 1 through verse number 8. If you're still looking for Exodus, you need to go sit in the Sunday school class right now. Then the Lord said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Verse 8 reads, and I will bring you in unto the land, concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it you for an heritage. I am the Lord. Thank you. You may be seated. The grass withers and the flower fades, for the word of our God shall stand forever.
Amen.
I want to talk a moment about hope for heavy hearts. Have you ever just had one of those days? I mean, it's just one of those days when your parachute doesn't open. The race has started, but your gate won't unlock. You can't keep it in the fairway. You just can't keep up. You can't keep your head above water. It's just one of those days. Can't find nothing. Can't get it together. Can't find the remote. Can't find your keys. Don't know what you want to cook. Don't know what you want to eat. Everything and everybody gets on your nerves. It's just one of those days. That's where Israel is in this text. For over 400 years, they've been in Egypt. They came there as the honored and privileged guests of Egypt's Pharaoh at the behest of Joseph. But now there's a Pharaoh in power who does not know Joseph or Joseph's God. And for 400 years, they've been in slavery. Brutal taskmasters, hard days, difficult nights, and they go to bed every day on tear-stained pillows, crying, moaning that God would send a deliverer. God lets Moses be born, the son of Yochebed and Amram, who's born at a time when Pharaoh has decreed that all Egyptian boys should be drowned in the Nile. But when Moses is born, the midwives see that God's hand is upon him. And rather than drown him in the Nile, his mother fashions a basket of bulrush and pitch and floats him daily in the Nile waters. God arranges for Pharaoh's daughter to come to the Nile to take a bath. While there's running water, hot and cold, in Pharaoh's house, God moves on Pharaoh's daughter to go to the Nile to take a bath, and at the right moment, God moves that ark, and the baby starts crying. Pharaoh's daughter is moved by the cries of that baby. And God stations Moses' sister Miriam at some distance. Mm-hmm. And Miriam says to Pharaoh's daughter, "Would you like me to go and find a nurse to nurse this baby?" Pharaoh's daughter sends Miriam to get a nurse, and Miriam comes back with Moses' own mother. She raises him in the courts of Egypt, in the splendor of Pharaoh's house. He is schooled in Egyptian knowledge, but she gets it over to him that even though you are up there with them, you are not one of them, You are one of us. Brothers and sisters, we ought to tell our children, especially with this fool who's in the White House now, that you are not one of them. You are one of us. I wish I had time to stay right there. But Moses is groomed in the splendor of Egypt, and one day his purpose catches up with him. His destiny finds him, but Moses tries, like many of us do, to run ahead of God. He does not wait on God. And worse than not waiting on God is wishing you had waited later on. He sees a fellow Hebrew being abused, and he takes matters into his own hands, and he kills an Egyptian soldier and buries his body in the sand. Some days later, there are some Hebrews fighting, and he tries to separate them, and they say, "Are you going to kill us like you killed that soldier the other day?" And Moses, who is the adopted grandson of Egypt's Pharaoh, is now a fugitive from Egyptian justice. He winds up on the backside of the Midian Desert, and while there, God finally has him right where he wants him. And brothers and sisters, it may seem to you this morning that you are wandering in a solitary place. It may look like the trouble or the situation or the circumstance that you are in is going to be endless and you will never come out of it whole and better. But God has you there not to destroy you, but to develop you.
Yes, sir.
And God cannot develop you until he brings you in the wilderness.
Amen.
I need somebody here who's had some wilderness experience to help me testify that it was only when it was dark could I see God's hand in my life. Only when I didn't know which way to turn did I recognize that if the Lord didn't come through, that was the end of my situation.
Yes, sir.
Stop getting us excited about this syrupy, cotton candy kind of Christianity. This kind of preaching that tells you what you want to hear, that builds up your self-esteem. Talk back to me if you can.
Yes, sir.
This kind of gospel that is really sweet, but if you keep eating it, it'll rot your teeth. So that when something hard comes,
yes, sir,
you can't chew on it.
Oh, yeah.
God is not trying to destroy you. He's trying to develop you.
Yes, sir.
And he can't develop you until he brings you through something. I need somebody here who's been through something to help me testify. I'm stronger because of what I've been through.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can take a lot now because of what I've been through.
Amen.
My enemies can't get the best of me now because you don't know what I've been through.
Yes, sir. Jesus.
Greater is he that is in me
than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in this world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We are more than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
I wish I had a witness here.
Oh, yeah.
God will fight your battle, but you got to let him take you through something.
Mm-hmm.
Moses sees a bush on fire, but it's not being consumed. And he draws near to this unusual sight. And God speaks to him through a burning bush. He says, "Moses, I've heard the cries of my people by reason of their taskmasters, that I am now come down to deliver them. But I need you to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let my people go." And Moses is diffident and recalcitrant because Moses has a speech impediment. He argues with God and says, "Who am I to go to mighty Pharaoh?" God says, "Just open your mouth, and I will speak for you."
Yes, sir.
Moses says, "Send my brother Aaron. Aaron is more eloquent of speech. God says, I said for you to go down to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And Moses finally relents. He finally acquiesces and says to God, if I should go, the people will want to know who you are and what is your name.
Oh, look at this.
I wish I had a Bible reading.
Yes, sir. Look at this.
God said, just tell them.
I am. Yes, sir. I am. Woo.
In other words, whatever you need.
Yes, sir. I am. Glory.
When you get in trouble, I am. When you get confused,
I am. Yes, sir.
When you get tired, I am.
Uh-huh.
When you get bewildered,
I am.
Yes, Jehovah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because listen, in the text, he says, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob knew me as Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
But they never knew me as Jehovah.
Come on.
Somebody ought to help me preach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jehovah in all of his aspects.
Mm.
Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
Jehovah Sitkanu.
Yes, sir.
Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shalom.
Yes, sir.
Jehovah Roha.
Yes.
Whatever situation you get in, that's what I will become.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Brothers and sisters, when you walk with the Lord, I said, when you walk with the Lord,
yes, sir.
Whatever situation you encounter, he becomes rescue in that situation because he shows himself to be Jehovah God.
Amen.
You ought not just have a textbook knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You ought not just be talking about somebody else's experience.
Uh-huh.
You ought to know God's name.
Yeah, for yourself.
In your own situation.
Yeah.
Somebody has been sick. God brought you out.
Hallelujah.
And when he reveals himself to you in that situation, that becomes his name for you.
Thank you, Lord.
You're going to help me preach this, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody here has been out, but God brought you in.
Yes, sir.
You've been down, but God picked you up. You were lost, and God came and found you. And every time God reveals himself, that's another layer, another dimension of his personality.
Yes, sir.
The scripture says, if you faint in the day of adversity, it's because your strength is small. If you run with the footmen, I wish I had a Bible reading, and they have wearied you, how shall you contend with horses? If you can't make it in the land where peace and prosperity abide, what are you going to do at the swelling of the Jordan?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God sends Moses to Pharaoh, and you know the story. 9 times Pharaoh hardened his heart, but on the 10th time, God hardened it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally decides to let the people go, but God is getting ready to do something. Right here in verse number 1, he says, then the Lord said to Moses, I will show you what I'm going to do to your enemy.
Oh, yeah.
You don't do anything. I will show you who I am.
Yes, sir.
I've given you my name. I am that I am.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm about to show you who I am.
Hallelujah.
Listen, you don't have to fight your enemy. You don't have to hate them because they hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Or be ugly to them because they ugly to you. Just stand back.
Yeah.
Just stand back. side
uh-huh.
and see the salvation of the
Thank
Lord.
Lord.
And God will take care of your enemies for you.
Yes,
Watch
is.
What I'm getting ready to do to Pharaoh. He says, with a strong hand, he'll let him go. And God says, when I get through with Pharaoh, he will drive y'all out of Egypt. I wish I had time to stay right there. But to you who come to church every once in a while and feel that you ain't got to come to church every Sunday, I mean, you can serve God at home. That's like saying to God, I'm gonna get here. Just wait on me. But God knows how to send enough stuff your way to drive you to church. I'm just not emotional. I just don't make a lot of noise. I'm quiet. That's just who I am. God knows how to send enough stuff in your life to drive you to open your mouth. Somebody ought to help me here. I used to be quiet. I used to be reserved and laid back. But I've been through so much that I don't even have to come to church to get happy. I need one or two more witnesses here. I don't even have to be on my pew to get happy. When I think about the doors God has opened, the prayers God has answered, the ways God has made, I just holler in the car. I shout in the car because I remember when I didn't have one. Is there anybody here? I said, is there anybody here just ready how to thank God for the little stuff you have? In verse number 6. I'm shouting before I get to the end of this thing. I want to get down to verse 6, 7, and 8. Y'all help me get down to verse 6, 7, and verse number 8. In verse 6, the text says, wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am is the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you of their bondage. God cares about your frustration. God cares about your frustration. Because in one verse, he talks about both burdens and bondage. There's a difference between a burden and a bondage. But both of them cause frustration.
Yes, sir.
Burdens are those things that trouble us, our worries, our concerns. We're concerned over our children. We're concerned over our aging parents. We're concerned about our job. We're concerned about our health. And those concerns burden us. But that's the difference between a burden and a bondage.
Amen.
Bondage are those things that control us, that oftentimes we get ourselves in. people control us. We let substances control us. We let sin control us. We let attitudes control us. Bondage. We are in bondage to stuff that we have no business being bound by.
Amen.
But both burdens and bondage frustrate.
Yeah.
But the word says, cast your cares upon him, for he cares
for you. Amen.
That word, cast your cares, means just throw it all on him.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep on throwing it on him. Every time it come up, throw it on him.
Yeah,
what a friend.
Yeah.
I wish I had help to preach it. We have in Jesus all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry
everything.
Yes,
sir.
To God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because
we do not
carry everything, everybody, every circumstance, every situation, every condition, every stress, every struggle, every sickness to God
in prayer.
God cares about your frustration.
Yes, sir.
Don't hide anything from God. As if you ever could in the first place.
All right.
But we hide stuff from one another. When you're going through, you don't want nobody to know you're going through. You're sick and you don't want nobody to know you're sick. You're struggling, you're depressed, and you don't want anybody to know that you're struggling with whatever it is you're struggling with. When I'm sick, I don't care who knows.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who is praying. Hindu, Muslim, some kind of prayer I'm going to get through there some kind of way.
Yes, sir.
I would rather my church folk be praying for me, but they can't pray for me if they don't know my struggle.
Mm.
You can't get mad if I don't go see you and I didn't know you were sick.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're in a family. You have brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah.
But if you can't share it with them, I know somebody. I said, I know somebody.
Yes, sir.
That you can cast all your cares on him,
mm-hmm.
and he won't discuss it with anybody.
Hallelujah.
He cares about our frustration.
Yeah.
But in that same verse, he cares about your freedom. It's right here in verse number 6.
Okay.
And I will rid you out of that bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and great judgment. God not only cares about our frustration, but God cares about our freedom.
Yeah.
That word redeemed is the same word for freedom. God redeemed Israel through the blood of a lamb. I need some help to preach right here. When God finally got Pharaoh to move and hardened Pharaoh's heart, the last plague that God used was Pharaoh called it himself. He said, every firstborn male of the Jews is going to be put to death. And he sealed his own fate. And God spoke to Moses and said, tell the children of Israel that tonight the death angel will fly over Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a witness. But tell every house to get a lamb without spot or blemish and sprinkle the blood of the lamb on the doorposts and on the lintels. And tonight, when the death angel flies over, every house that has the blood sprinkled on it, the death angel will fly over. I wish I had a witness here. And you are here this morning because the blood of Jesus kept the death angel from flying over your house last night. He flew over, but he didn't go in because you were covered by the blood. You're not here because you've been so holy. You're not here because you kept the Lord's commandments so closely.
Amen.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus has redeemed you. Everybody here who is saved was not saved by any good works.
No, sir.
You were not saved by your righteous conduct. You were saved because God redeemed you by his blood.
Amen.
And the scripture says, whom the Son has set free, he is free.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
God cares about our frustration. God cares about our freedom. But in verse 7, God cares about our fellowship. And I will take you to me for a people. I want you to get that. We did not choose him. He chose us. Somebody should have shouted. I didn't have sense enough to choose him. I was too happy doing what I wanted to do. Every sinner in here was satisfied in your sin. See how quiet you got right there? I wish I had my 7:30 crowd with me. Because the real honest 7:30 folk will help me testify.
Yes, sir.
That every sin I ever committed, I enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's why we did.
Because it doesn't make sense to sin if you're not going to enjoy.
All right.
So I was content outside Christ. But he just decided to come and find me. And I did not choose him. He chose me.
Amen.
I wish I had a witness here. That's something to shout about.
Yes, sir.
In my foolishness, he chose me. In my sinfulness, he chose me. In my waywardness, he chose me. Hear me, brothers and sisters. I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
He cares about your frustration. He cares about your freedom. But God also cares about your fellowship. He wants you to be with him. And to show you how much he wants you, he comes to get you. He, the scripture says, adopts you.
Uh-huh.
We were not born in the family, because we are not Jews by bloodline. But we were adopted, engrafted into the family.
Yeah.
And a baby that's born to you, you gotta take him home.
Mm-hmm.
But when you adopt a child, you go get him and bring him home.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to help me preach it. God came and got me and brought me to be with him. Let me see if I can make this make sense. God used the afflictions of Israel to bring them closer to himself. God made sure that they would see his power, experience his peace, and know his presence. When the trials of life come, I said it to you earlier, God is not trying to destroy you. He's trying to develop you. Great faith is shaped on the anvil of affliction. Great faith is shaped, it's developed, it's formed on the anvil of affliction. David said, it was good for me that I had been afflicted. Somebody ought to help me here. Hear me, brothers and sisters. How will you know that God can fight if he never has to?
Mm-hmm.
Let me run that by you one more time. How will you ever know that God can fight if he never has to fight? I shared this with the brothers in the back and they shouted, because several of them know what I'm talking about. I've never been in a club. I've never been drunk. I've never smoked weed. That's on my bucket list. So when you hear about it, you'll say, he said he was going to do that. But if I'm in a club and the fight just started, I don't need you talking about I'm going to the car and I'm going to pray for you. No, I need you to go behind that bar and get a bottle or pick up a chair and get in this fight with me.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want nobody around me when the fight starts talking about you praying.
Okay, now. All right.
That's a time to pray.
Yes, sir. And it's a time to fight.
And that's a time to fight. And when I need somebody to fight for me,
oh yeah,
I need a God that I know can fight.
Yeah.
And the reason I know he can fight, because he's already fought some of my battles.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anybody here ever had to have God fight your battle for you?
Oh, yes.
He'll prepare a table before you.
Hallelujah.
In the presence of your enemies.
Yes, sir.
And all they can do is watch you eat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh? Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will
fear
no evil, for God is with me.
Yes, sir.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me.
Yes, sir.
In the presence of my enemies.
Yes.
Our anointed is my head with oil, and my cup
runneth over.
It's just running over.
Yes, sir.
Surely.
Goodness and mercy.
Goodness and mercy.
Hallelujah.
Shall follow me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
All the days of my life.
Jesus.
And I will dwell
Lord.
In the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my light.
Yes.
And my salvation.
Yes, sir. Whom shall I fear?
Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh just before they got to me.
They stumbled and fell.
They stumbled and they fell.
Yes, sir.
I waited patiently. I wish I had a witness upon the Lord. And he inclined his ear unto me. He took my feet out of the miry clay and established them upon a rock. How will you know God can fight unless he has to?
Yes, sir.
Brothers and sisters, he cares about your frustration.
Mm-hmm.
He cares about your freedom. He cares about your fellowship. But as I heard to the close in verse number 8, he cares about your future. Look at verse number 8. And I will bring you in unto the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob.
Yes, sir.
And I will give it to you for an inheritance.
Yes.
I am the Lord. He cares about your future. Now, if you don't shout on anything else, you ought to shout on this. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse number 23, there's a shouting word right there.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Same promise God made to Israel is the promise God made to Terry Anderson. Same promise God made to Israel in Deuteronomy, God made to every one of you seated in this sanctuary this morning.
Amen.
And you ought to shout on this promise, because God is no shorter than his word.
Amen.
He is not slack concerning his promise.
Amen.
God will do just what he said he will do.
Yes, sir.
The promise he made in Deuteronomy at chapter 6 is the same promise he makes to us this morning. He says, I brought you out so that I could bring you in. That's the promise God made to Israel. He said, well, Israel, I brought you out so I could bring you in. I brought you out of Egypt so I could bring you in to Canaan.
Yes, sir.
He's saying to you and me this morning, I brought you out of darkness.
Hallelujah.
So I could bring you into the marvelous light. And you ought to be glad about that promise, because every time the devil tries to get on your trail and remind you that you're not all that you profess to be, you ought to repeat God's promise to the devil. He brought me out so he could bring me in. Is there anybody here? No, he brought you out and he brought you in. You ought to help me testify this morning. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth.
Yes,
he will not suffer even my foot to be moved. Behold, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. He's a shade upon my right hand. The sun will not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. But the Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my going out
and
my coming in.
Yes, sir.
From this time forth and even forevermore.
Mm.
Is there anybody here? No, he brought you out so he could bring you in. He brought you out of trouble to bring you into joy. He brought you out of depression to bring you into satisfaction. He brought you out of misery to bring you into mercy. He brought you out of sinfulness to bring you into salvation. He brought you out of the darkness and the doldrums of your situation to place your feet on a solid rock. He put a new song in your mouth. He put clapping in your hand. He put running in your feet.
Amen.
And even if nothing's bothering you, you just start shedding tears, thanking God for all his goodness. If the Lord made a way for you and you don't care who's looking at you, thank him for bringing you out.
Yes, Lord. Thank
and
you.
Bringing you back in.
Thank you, Lord.
If the Lord God put food on your table.
Thank
him for bringing you out.
Thank you, Lord.
And for bringing you back in. If you got a job in the morning, he brought you out to bring you back in. If you got your health and strength,
thank you, Jesus.
He brought you out so he could bring you in. If you know you're going to heaven, he brought you out,
yeah, Lord. Thank
so
you,
he could
Jesus.
Bring you in.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Why don't you hug somebody?
Hallelujah.
Shake somebody's hand. Why don't you encourage somebody? Tell him he brought me out to bring me in. He brought me out so he could bring me in. How did he do it, Reverend? One Friday on a hill called Calvary.
Yes, sir.
He died.
Talk about it.
Didn't he die?
Yes, he did.
But right early Sunday morning,
yeah.
He got up from the grave. He brought me out to bring me in.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you hug somebody? Why don't you encourage somebody?
Yeah, Lord.
Tell them if you're out, come on, preach to them like I'm preaching.
All right.
If you're out, he'll bring you in.
Yes, he will.
If you're down, he'll pick you up.
Yes, he will.
If you're lost, he'll save you.
Yes, he will.
I know he'll do it. Because he did it for me.
Yes.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Won't he do it? I know he's all right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everything that frustrates you, your burdens and your bondage. And then he cares about your freedom. He wants to set you free,
yeah,
from other people's descriptions of you, from other people's designations of you. Because
mm-hmm.
as long as you allow people to define you, you're in bondage to
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
And then he cares about your fellowship. He,
mm-hmm.
he wants to be around you. And he wants you to be around
oh,
him.
Thanks,
and to prove how much he wants your fellowship,
thank
he came
you.
Looking for you.
Yeah.
Sent Jesus on the cross
thank
to die for you. But then he cares about your future
because
he brought you out.
Hallelujah.
Only to bring you in.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He brought me out to bring me in. Oh, thank you, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful.
Hold on, better days are coming.
This is the kind of radio you need. Yes, Jesus is a morning radio. Bold radio for real people.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you what, that was on time today, and that was for me. You hear me? I needed to hear that. Yeah, that was a blessing unto me, and I promise you God chose that message for today. That was not my choosing. Yeah, I was looking for a panel to show up of people that I had spoke with about holiness and about this preacher, this pastor who had asked a young man out of the church. And when I saw that, they didn't show up. But before that, the Lord had led me to go to YouTube and look. And when I looked at Pastor Terry Kay, I said, okay, I'm going to choose him today. But, Lord, you know, which one? And so he chose that one. That was not my doing. That was his doing. Yeah. But he brought me out to bring me back in. Hallelujah. He saved me. It was him that sanctified me, set me aside unto himself. And it was him that filled me and baptized me with his spirit. And I'm grateful today unto him. Many of us have that testimony. He saved me, undone wretch. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, I was no good until he come in. And I'm so grateful unto him today that he did. Oh, I'm so glad he did. Somebody sung the song and it said, I don't know why. Jesus, he loves me. I don't know why. He cares. And Shante was here. She said, Mama, please. Listen, I don't know why he sanctified my life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did. I'm so glad this morning that he found me. Yeah. Many years I had saw people get up and testify about the goodness of him. I can remember Mother Tyler. And she used to get up and say, he didn't keep me against my will. But he kept me because I wanted to be kept. And I didn't understand that as a girl, but today I understand. Hey, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I understand today. I want to be kept by Almighty God. Oh, yeah. I want to be kept from evil. I want to be kept from evil thoughts of others. I want to be kept an eye for an eye doing wrong against somebody because they did wrong against me. I want to be kept so that I can love my enemies and not with lip service but with heart service. Yeah, Lord Jesus. So he don't keep me against my will. He keep me because it's my will to be kept by him. Almighty God that have all the power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I was saying earlier, he's got so many names. I have so many names for him. It's just unreal some days. Because he can be the lily of the valley. When I'm down in the valley, I see these bright lilies. It's him. Even when I'm on the mountaintop and I'm feeling high, I'm feeling good, I'm up there, I've made it, I can continue to look to the hills. I'm on the mountaintop, but there are hills higher than the mountain. I can continue to look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. I can taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, yeah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm the head today and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. For I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that loves me. We ought to tell ourselves these things. We ought to tell ourselves, he loved me so that when I should have died, he kept me alive. When I wouldn't be feeling well, he kept me healed. When I wouldn't have had food on my table, he prepared a way for me. He made a way where I see no way.
Tell yourself he's on my side today in spite of me, because God knows the very intent of our hearts, the good, the bad, and the ugly. God knows all about it. I'm so grateful unto him that he's not like man. Yeah, I don't know why Jesus, he loves me. I don't know why he cares. Hallelujah. I don't know why, but he sanctified my life. Oh, and I'm glad. Ah, so glad he did. He set my life aside unto him. And today I can say I'm one of the redeemed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the fields. Tell yourself, I'm blessed when I come and when I go. I cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. I am blessed. Let me hear you say, blessed. Ah, oh, blessed. Hey, blessed. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. I am blessed today, and I feel all right right there. Oh, yeah, Lord Jesus. Listen, I have a request. I was supposed to play it, and for some reason I got sidetracked, and sometimes it takes me days to play a song, but I eventually get around to it. So this morning I want to play this for Sion and Baby K, and this is one of my all-time favorite singers and preachers right here, Reverend Timothy Wright. Oh, yeah, I loved Tim for many years. And I often think to myself, when I get to heaven in my mansion, Tim will be over there singing. Yeah, the kind of songs I want. Hallelujah, Jesus, 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 all that kind of thing. Yeah. So listen, I'm dedicating this one to Sion and Baby K this morning.
Yeah.
Believer by Pastor Timothy Rice. I just love that Tim Styler sang it, and I love what he does with a choir. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I know that had to be at least 50 voices. And God blessed him. He got killed a while back in a car crash, and he and his wife, and she died a little bit later on. But I remember him saying that she gave him that song, Jesus, 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 about the Katrina hurricane down in, I think it was New Orleans. But nonetheless, I loved him way before that. And so I just thank God this morning for good gospel music. Thank him for the word today. And Pastor Terry K. Anderson, I thank God for him. And I say to myself, one day him and Noah Jones, I plan to go and sit in one of those services. Yeah, and see what God does in there when I show up. Hallelujah. Because I know I will be blessed. And, you know, we can't look at the people. We can't look at the man or woman of God, you know, with the magnifying glass on them. What we do is we tell God for using them, because they are not God. They're just the people of God. They're the men and women of God. They're the children of God. And so many times, you know, they're striving for perfection. They're praying like we are praying, that God, you would take this away from me, and Lord, you would take that away from me, and God, help me that I can be holy because you're holy. So we pray for each other. We pray for preachers and sisters and brothers in Christ. Pray for the deacons, the ushers, and everybody. Let's pray for people. It's so much to pray for. This is why he said man should always pray and not faint. Pray without ceasing, because there's a lot to pray for. And especially, let me tell y'all something, in this hour, if ever there have been a time to pray, it's right now. Yeah, it is right now, because the world has become wickeder and wiser, and so much is going on, and folks saying one thing and doing another. They say one thing in your face and behind your back is another. And see, in this hour, the saints of God, the believers, our lips and our heart must line up together. If we're saying one thing and doing another, then God knows we're lying. And he said it. I didn't say it. I wasn't there when he inspired man to write it, so you can't hold it against me. But he said in his word, a liar won't tarry in my eyesight. And God mean that. Yeah. So we just want to get it right with him. Not with the people, not with the pastor, not with the church members. But we want to get it right with Almighty God, who have all the power. He got the power to turn your heart around. Turn your life around. He's got the power to stop you from doing what you shouldn't be doing, and he's got the power to help you to do what you should be doing. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to say this. I have the church in Mayport again, not as the pastor of the church, but it's a church that I can use whenever I need to. So December the 25th, I'll be there again having Christmas Day service. And the fourth Sunday in January, I plan to be there with Fourth Sunday Fellowship. So I got the news about a couple of days ago, and I forgot to make the announcement. But I thank God for Sister Shonda and different ones praying concerning that building, because they was concerned for other people. You know, they was concerned to have a place for others to come, yeah, and be blessed. And it be the truth, you know. And so I just thank God for your prayers. Thank God for your praying for me. And as I pray for you, and even Shantae and I, we touch and agree every morning, and that God would bless those that come to Jesus in the morning, those that follow Freedom Doors Ministry, or even see the name Freedom Doors Ministries and recognize that we pray for you. We pray for your families, and when I get a prayer request, after the scene, behind the scenes, we pray, and there are others that I get to pray with me on different things. Sometimes your name is not mentioned, but when God show me something, I go into prayer for you, and a lot of times when I think on the show, I can think of everybody. And God will, you know, let me know. We'll pray for all of them. Or today, pray for this one and that one, however it goes. But you're getting prayer. Just know that. And not only that, but again, the eyes of the Lord.
His eyes are in every place, and he's beholding the evil and the good. So if you're his, no matter what go on with you, he already know. Yeah, and before you call on him, he's already coming because he want to know what's going on further with you and what will you do. Will you trust me today? Will you pray about it before you make a move? Yeah, and like Pastor Terry said this morning, Pastor Anderson said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer, every little thing. And when he said that, it just showed up for me. And so I'm so grateful. I thank God for each of you. And I promise you, I love you. I promise you that. And we're coming into this holiday season, and I'm praying to see what God is going to bless me with to give out this year. So if you can send me your address, send it to me. And if there's nothing more than a Christmas card this year, I am going to get something out in the mail to you. Because God loves a cheerful giver, and he know I want to give to those coming to Jesus in the morning and those that, you know, even over on Freedom Doors group on Facebook, I want to be a blessing. So however he open a door and make a way for me, I want to be able to give to the people. And so I thank him. I thank him. And praying for your families, yeah, that things will even go well for them, yeah, near and far, because we have family members out and we love them, yeah. And so I thank you. I want to ask y'all to keep my son, Minister Yusuf Holly, in prayer as well. That's a special request, that keep him lifted up in prayer. God has blessed him, and I just thank God for what he did. I prayed the prayer of faith for him, and I told God what I wanted concerning him, and God did just that. And so I just thank God for hearing and answering prayers. Listen, is there anyone have something they would like to say? The studio is open, and we have a few minutes. Let's see, 40. Oh, yeah, we have a few minutes. If there's something someone would like to say this morning. I saw the, I think it was a 267 number. I think that's Philadelphia. And I thought it was coming in to share, but they didn't. So we pray for them, and we're moving on in Jesus' name. All right, so no one have anything they would like to say. Let me see here. I will pray us out this morning. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And, Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. You're almighty God who have all the power. There's no higher power. You're on our side today in spite of us. And, Father, we are so grateful unto you for looking beyond our faults and yet meeting our needs. We thank you today. We thank you that this is an individual walk with you, not according to no one else. It's between you and I. And, Father, we want to love others, and we don't want to offend others. But, Lord, we want to be obedient unto you at any cost. Strengthen us today and help us, Lord, as you have your way in our lives. Help us to stand still that we'll see your salvation. Help us today to love others that appear to be unlovable. Help us, Lord, to watch what we say about others. And, Lord, to tell the truth at any cost in the name of Jesus. Help us today, O God. Help us, Lord. We need you. Without you, we can do nothing. And, Father, those that are standing in need of finance this weekend, Lord, I ask that you would move in a mighty way. Bless their going out and bless them coming in. Father, meet that need and every need in their lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we ask all of this today in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank God this morning. So may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed weekend. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this weekend, November the 16th through the 18th. well, through the 19th, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so we thank God this morning, and we pray he bring us back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed day.